We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 13th chapter, and we are reading text 22. So today we will also read 21 as well, but 22 is on the board. I'll just read the previous verse, text 21, and then we'll go on to the translation and purport. So translation of text 21. O Maharaj Parikshit, Krishna, who had divided himself as different calves and also as different cowherd boys, entered different cow sheds as the calves and then different homes as different boys. And a small purport to text 21. Krishna had many, many friends, of whom Sridham, Sudama and Subal were prominent. Thus Krishna himself became Sridham, Sudama and Subal, and entered their respective houses with their respective calves. So translation of text 22. The mothers of the boys, upon hearing the sounds of the flutes and bugles being played by the sons, immediately rose from their household tasks, lifted their boys onto their laps, embraced them with both arms, and began to feed them with their breast milk, which flowed forth because of extreme love specifically for Krishna. Actually, Krishna is everything, but at that time, expressing extreme love and affection, they took special pleasure in feeding Krishna, the Parabrahman. And Krishna drank the milk from his respective mothers as if it were a nectarine beverage. Purport. Although all the elderly gopis knew that Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda, they still desired, if Krishna had become my son, I would also have taken care of him like Mother Yashoda. This was their inner ambition. Now, in order to please them, Krishna personally took the role of their sons and fulfilled their desire. They enhanced their special love for Krishna by embracing him and feeding him. And Krishna tasted their breast milk to be just like nectarian beverage. While thus bewildering Brahma, he enjoyed the special transcendental pleasure created by Yoga Maya between all the other mothers and himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The mothers of the boys, upon hearing the sounds of the flutes and bugles being played by their sons, immediately rose from their household tasks, lifted their boys onto their laps, embraced them with both arms, and began to feed them with their breast milk, which flowed forth because of extreme love specifically for Krishna. Actually, Krishna is everything, but at that time, expressing extreme love and affection, they took special pleasure in feeding Krishna, the Parabrahman, and Krishna drank the milk from his respective mothers as if it were nectarian beverage. Hare Krishna. So how is it that these ladies have such love for the Lord? Extreme love is described here, and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And how is it that Krishna is also reciprocating accordingly with their extreme love? So these are two very important questions, interesting questions. So the answer to these questions, you know, may become apparent as you kind of analyze the purport and specifically the verse, and even the Sanskrit line by line. So tan matra venu rava tvarat. Tan matra venu rava tvarothita. So Srila Prabhupada is translated as, the mothers of the boys, upon hearing the sounds of the flutes and bugles being played by their sons. So here the word hearing is very important, right? They heard the sounds of flutes and bugles being played by their sons. So, just the other day, we were discussing, is it only Krishna that plays the flute, right? Or is it that Balram plays the flute? Can Balram play the flute in Krishna's pastimes? Can anyone else play the flute in Krishna's pastimes? If we were to enter Krishna's pastimes, would we be able to play the flute? Or are we restricted, right? Because Gauranga Gunanava Prabhu, who was giving class the other day, he was saying that Krishna and Balram are identical. There is no difference between them. Just as Krishna has 64 qualities, Balram has 64 qualities. And then one of the devotees asked, well then, does Balram play the flute? And there was a whole discussion going on. So here, it is said that not only Balram can play the flute, but here we have the cowherd boys also playing the flutes and bugles. Right? So flute is not just restricted to Krishna. In Vrindavan, flute is also played by Balram, according to here, because all the cowherd boys also played. And flute is also played by the cowherd boys, here specifically said. Right? And here is interesting that it's not just the cowherd boys playing flutes. At this particular time, in this particular instance, we're hearing that it's Krishna. Krishna taking on the form of the cowherd boys is playing the flute and bugles. So upon hearing this flute and bugles being played, upon hearing this, then the mothers immediately rose from their household tasks. Right? So this was the cause of the mothers, you know, stopping their daily household tasks and immediately, you know, approaching Krishna, approaching the cowherd boys. So hearing, they heard first. They heard first, and then this feeling arose with them. So here, we're hearing the importance of hearing. Mothers heard the flutes and the bugles by the cowboys and specifically by Krishna. What are the kind of sounds that do we hear? What kind of flutes and bugles do we hear? And are we hearing from Krishna? Who are we hearing from? Or even if we're hearing, how much is it going on? And is our hearing from the mind becoming more prominent than what we're hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from what we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, from what we're hearing from the devotees, and what we're hearing from Krishna? So how is our hearing? In this particular instance, the cowherd ladies, the mothers, heard from Krishna. They heard transcendental vibration coming from the lotus mouth of Krishna through the medium of flute and bugles. It is also said that the sound coming from Krishna is the original sound. Right? In Christianity, everything comes from the sound. Everything originates from the sound. So, from the flute of Krishna, everything comes about in sound. The first sound in creation came from Krishna, from Krishna's flute. And it is also said that the Vedas, the various mantras, the various sound vibrations that are there in the Vedic hymns originate from the flute of Lord Krishna. So mothers heard this sound vibration. And upon hearing, what was the result? They heard from Krishna, they heard transcendental sound vibration. And what was the result? Immediately they rose from their household tasks. So they're able to give up their daily routine, their daily activities. And maybe for us, if we hear, we accept what we hear, we contemplate on it, then we become also enthusiastic. And here, they immediately rose from their household tasks. So they were able to give up their daily things, ordinary activities, and they were able to pay attention to Krishna. There were some feelings aroused within them for Krishna. So after hearing, right, there is a affection, there is a feeling of affection, there is feeling of love. And simultaneously, there is detachment. Simultaneously, there is detachment. So they immediately rose from their household tasks, lifted their boys onto their laps. Right? There was so much love and affection that immediately the heart was overwhelmed with feelings, that they immediately took the boys on their laps. And Prabhupada uses the translated the word nirbharam, without feeling any weight. So there was no hesitation. Their attachment to Krishna was so great, their affection for Krishna was so much, that there was nothing holding them back. There was nothing holding them back. So their love was freely flowing. And because their love was freely flowing, after giving up their routine tasks, they immediately took the boys on their laps. And then, with both arms, they began to feed them with breast milk, which flowed forth because of extreme love specifically for Krishna. So, after taking Krishna on their laps, embracing him, they further experienced ecstatic symptoms. And automatically breast milk was flowing from their milk was flowing from their breast. And then Prabhupada continues, actually Krishna is everything. But at that time, extreme love and affection, expressing extreme love and affection, they took special pleasure in feeding Krishna, the Parabrahman. And Krishna drank the milk from his respective mothers as if it were a nectarian beverage. So, Krishna is everything. Even in their activities, daily activities, they were seeing Krishna everywhere. But here specifically, this time round, they took the opportunity to express extreme love and affection. And they started feeding Krishna. Right? They started feeding Krishna their breast milk. And what was the reciprocation from Krishna? Krishna drank the milk from his respective mothers as if it were nectarian beverage. So milk, if it's not sweet, if some flavors, cardamom was not added on, it doesn't taste so nectarian. If it's, you know, no fruits or mango pulp or something, is not mango juice is not added, it doesn't taste so nectarian. It's quite bland, right? And if it's mother's milk, it may be slightly sweeter than, for example, cow's milk. But here, Krishna, because they offered milk with such love and affection, he was taking it as if it were nectarian beverage. Right? Nectarian beverage. So something heavenly, you know, like in the heavens they have various beverages, wines. Right? So Krishna was taking it like this. So this is how Krishna reciprocated with them. So these were the stages. This is what was happening in these past times. So how was it that the gopis developed such love and affection for Krishna? How is it that they had this love and affection for Krishna? And how is it that Krishna reciprocated in this way? So first, right, hearing, right? Hearing. They heard. They heard the sound vibrations from Krishna's flutes. We can hear, right, from the devotees, we can hear the transcendental vibrations from the pastimes of the Lord. Devotees describing the pastimes of the Lord. So hearing. Then they developed enthusiasm. Right? They developed some enthusiasm. E for enthusiasm. H for enthusiasm. So because they had such an enthusiasm, right, they immediately rose up from their daily activities. They put their daily activities aside. Yeah? And because of such enthusiasm and affection for Lord, right, they developed some ecstatic symptoms. There were some effects on them. Right? They naturally experienced bodily symptoms in connection with Krishna. And so therefore affection, enthusiasm, affection arose. Right? And then there was reciprocation by Krishna. So here, right? H, here, E, enthusiasm, A, affection, and R, Krishna reciprocated with them. Okay? But specifically, how did they develop that enthusiasm? Right? So here, Prabhupada in the purport, this was their inner ambition. Prabhupada says, this was their inner ambition. So how did they develop that ambition? And then make that as an enthusiasm. Develop into enthusiasm. So I was thinking of the verse in the first canto, in the second chapter, text 7, where Suta Goswami is speaking to the sages of Nimisharanya. Actually, let's look at that verse later. But maybe we can look at text 14. Is it 14? Shinvatam swakatha Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, hridayantastho yabhadrani, vidunoti suritsatam. Okay. So in that verse, Suta Goswami is explaining to sages on Nimishranya that those who have developed the urge to hear the pastimes of the Lord, which are virtuous, the Supreme Lord residing within one's heart helps one overcome all contamination within one's heart. So those who have developed urge to hear. So how does the contamination become free? How do we become free from contamination? How do we become detached? How do we give up our ordinary dealings and activities? So here, Suta Goswami is saying that Shrinvatam Swakatha Krishna, that we should hear the pastimes of the Lord. And by hearing the pastimes of the Lord within the heart will help us to overcome our attachments. Shishirada Gokula Nandaki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki. So we may hear, but we may not develop detachment. We may not be able to give up our ordinary activities, our rituals, our habits, our conditionings. So Sukadev Goswami is recommending that we hear. We hear. And the Lord from within our heart will help us to overcome our attachments, our habits, our conditioning, our contamination. But then the question comes in that particular verse, the Prabhupada uses the word urge to hear. So then how does one develop the urge to hear? Yes? How does one develop urge to hear? We may be in Srimad Bhagavatam class, we may be hearing, we want to become detached and we agree, we accept that Krishna, he's so powerful, he's so great. Right here we're hearing that he can expanding himself so many times and take on the mood and the form of the various coward boys and the calves. He can expand himself multifold, millions of times. So we accept that Krishna within our heart, right, can overcome our attachment, can help us to overcome our attachment and help us to become detached, right, overcome our contamination. So we accept that. But then how do we develop the urge? So earlier on in text 7, in chapter 2 on the first of the first canto, Sukadeva Goswami explains, Dharmam Swanushtita Pumsham Vishwakshena Katha Suya Notpadyad Yadi Ratim Shama Eva Hi Kevalam. So, Suta Goswami says that the purpose of our activities should be for us to develop proclivity, right? To develop desire, to develop attachment, to hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishwakshena Katha Suya. Right? Otherwise, if you're involved in activities which doesn't help us to do that, or we may be involved in these activities, we may not be able to become free from activities, but we do not change our consciousness, we do not work in a certain way, right, then those activities are useless. Shama eva hi kevalam. So what is Suta Goswami saying? That when we're doing our activities, first of all, ask ourselves the question, how does these activities, our work, our rituals, how are these things helping us to develop attachment to the Supreme Lord? And if these activities we are not able to give up because they are our responsibility, right? This is our dharma based on our nature, our prescribed duty, then how to change our consciousness while doing those activities? How to develop the right consciousness whilst doing those activities to help us develop that attachment to hear Krishna Katha? So we should question ourselves in what is our activities? How is that activities help? How are those activities helping us? And how can we change our consciousness? If we have to do those activities, how can I change my consciousness? How can I change my motives? So then I can develop the urge to hear the pastimes of the Lord. So when this urge is there, then Krishna from within our heart, if we're eager to do that, then Krishna from within our heart will help us to become detached, will help us to become free from our habits, our conditioning. Because gopis, after hearing from Krishna, right, and then, so therefore they're able to give up. They're able to put aside the daily activities. And then they were able to experience affection for Krishna. They had some feelings for Krishna. And as a result of that, then Krishna reciprocated with them. So we would all like that Krishna reciprocate with us. Yes? So these are the steps. So reciprocation comes from having affection for Krishna, having extreme love for Krishna. How does one develop extreme love and affection for Krishna? When one is able to give up daily activities, right? Attachments, our conditioning. Yes? And how does that come about? When one hears from the Supreme Lord, when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, when one hears the devotees, when one hears Krishna Katha, how does one develop urge to hear? Because we may be hearing, but if there's no urge to hear, then the Lord cannot help us to develop detachment. So that urge comes when we question ourselves and we adjust our activities or we adjust our motives. This is where the urge to hearing comes. Okay, and from hearing also, we're ready to give up. Not that we're hearing, but there's no change. Right? So we should be also ready to let go. So here the gopis, after hearing Krishna playing on his flute and bugle, they were willing to let go of their activities. They became enthusiastic. Then there was extreme affection and extreme love for Krishna. And as a result of that, Krishna reciprocated with them. And Krishna reciprocated in such a way that he was, while the mothers were feeding their breast milk, Krishna was thinking this is like nectarian beverage. Although, he says here, as if it were, it may have not been, but as if it were, Krishna took it as if it were. Why? Because they had such an extreme love for the Lord. They had such a degree of affection for the Lord. And then then Prabhupada, at the end of the purport, speaks about how Krishna is so great. Why shouldn't we hear from Krishna? Why shouldn't we take shelter of the Lord? Right? Why shouldn't we want to serve the Lord? Why shouldn't we want to hear the pastimes of the Lord? So Prabhupada says, while thus bewildering Brahma, this is at the end of the purport, he enjoyed the special transcendental pleasure created by Yoga Maya between all other mothers and himself. So how amazing is Krishna? How great is Krishna? How wonderful is Krishna? So what we're hearing is that Krishna reciprocated with Brahma according to his desire. Krishna reciprocated with the gopis according to their desire. And at the same time, Krishna proved that he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gauranga Gunano Prabhu was saying that what's the difference between Krishna and Balaram? Krishna is like the original candle. Right? Krishna is like the original candle. And then from him comes Balaram. Right? And from him the Chaturvyuha are there. And then there is Sankarshan, and then there is further Chaturvyuha. Right? And then from there, then we have the Vishnus. So this is what Gauranga Gunanava Prabhu is explaining. So he is the original candle. He is the original candle. He is the original personality of Godhead. So how did he prove this in this particular pastime? He even bewildered Balaram. Right? He even bewildered Balaram. And not just for a moment. For almost 1 year. for almost 1 year. It was almost coming up to 1 year. About four or five days were left. There were 4 or 5 days left before 1 year. Right? And then after 5 days, 4 or 5 days, Balaram's birthday comes again. So Balaram's at home. And at that time, Brahma takes the opportunity to beg forgiveness. Right? So in this way, we're hearing how amazing, how great is Krishna. And Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, that he bewilders even Balaram, right, for a long time. And he's so wonderful, he's so loving, right, that according to Brahma's desire, he fulfills Brahma's desire and also fulfills the desire of the mothers, the gopis. How does he fulfill Brahma's desire? Brahma wanted to bewilder Krishna. Brahma wanted to test Krishna. So how did Krishna reciprocate with him? Accordingly. Ye yathamam prapadyante. Krishna tested Brahma. Krishna bewildered Brahma. Right? Just as Brahma wanted to test and bewilder Krishna, Krishna tested Brahma's power, and Krishna bewildered Brahma. And how did he reciprocate with Gopi's love and affection? Right? What did Gopi specifically desire? Prabhupada says here, they were eager, right? They had an eager ambition to be Krishna's, to have Krishna as their son. To have Krishna as their son. So Krishna appropriately, because they had such a ambition, they had such an eagerness to have Krishna as their son, Krishna also appropriately reciprocated with them. Such is the greatness of Krishna. Right? Krishna is so amazing. Krishna is so wonderful. So therefore, why shouldn't we hear about Krishna? Right? Why shouldn't we adjust our activities, adjust our mood, right, to hear more and more about Krishna, and help us, and also make ourselves eager, right? Make arrangements for us to be eager to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, give up our various attachments, our conditioning, our habits, and develop affection for the Lord, and expect and also attract Krishna's attention so he may reciprocate with us. Hare Krishna. Got a few minutes if there's any questions.